No, body's feeling good. Back at it tomorrow, so I'll be back on court, ready to go. Mentally refreshed. We've had a pretty long period where obviously not a lot going on. We'll be going into our third week of pre-season tomorrow, so everyone's fresh and everyone's feeling good. So. Yeah, I mean, you just got to roll the punches, I guess. It's even though we have a schedule in place now, we could wake up tomorrow morning and that could change. So, I mean, we're going to have to continue to adapt. I mean, if we get through a schedule that does not change from here through the end of the season, it's going to be a miracle, I reckon. So, no, I think there will be some changes along the way, just how everything's going.
Is that how you approach it? Pre-season game tomorrow, you will literally find out whether or not the borders will be open for the Hawks to come and play you in a week's time.
Absolutely. And I mean, we've spoke about it as a team, the highs and the lows. You can't, I guess, get too high, too low, because I mean, if there was going to be a season where you have to be able to adapt to circumstances, then this is definitely the one. So you just got to ride it out, prepare as best you can, but hopefully the borders are open to New South Wales and we can get the Hawks here for a pre-season game, because I mean, we haven't played since March 15th, so we're hanging out to play a game.
You can look at Queensland teams, could find a way to get to play each other, the New South Wales teams, Victorian teams, you guys aren't going to play anyone unless you can get a team over here. Is that frustrating that you don't really know how you're going to get a game in right now?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's frustrating. Obviously, we'd like to play games. I mean, there's still a bit of time there of pre-season left, but obviously those states with two teams in it, it does help, but we'll find a way to get some games in. So yeah, whether the borders are closed or open, I think Trev will find a way to get us into some games.
Do you need games? Can you have, is training good enough to be able to prepare for a season, or do you get to need games like you've got, like you do every other year?
No, you need games.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, since I've been here, there's been roughly 7 pre-season games before we actually get into the first round of the season. So, I mean, you don't want to use the first 7 rounds of this coming season as warm-up games until you're rolling. So, no, those pre-season games are very important. Just in terms of the competition, we don't know yet, apart from the Hawks for that one game. So, hopefully the borders are open and then we can get some in. But until then, we'll just see how it goes.
Would you be happy playing SBL team or something like that? If you just, would that be good enough?
I mean, it would have to be if it's closed. I mean, you can practice as much as you want, but having that game simulation of making decisions on the fly, I mean, you can go up against your own guys every day, but they know what you're running. So to play different opponents and get a feel for how things are developing, it's pretty key to a preseason, that's for sure.
How much has your role changed this season?
I don't think so. You probably won't see me dribbling too much, but I'll probably be shooting a little more. But no, I think on a personal level, I mean, we haven't established roles yet. I mean, it's third week of preseason tomorrow, and once hopefully we can get these games and then guys are able to establish their roles. But going off previous seasons, I mean, my role is to go out of there, bring energy, shoot the ball, be tough defensively and take it from there. And if I can make plays off the dribble, then so be it. But that's not the key for my game to help this team. Yeah, it's good to finally see some of the Red Army members again. I think a couple months back we had a small meet and greet, but to hopefully get some, I guess, more fans in this building, and it's good to see them come out today, and I'm sure a few more will be rolling through the doors in a minute. So no, it's good to get out here amongst the fans. I mean, these are the guys that fill this place up. You get 13,000 of them in here, so we love having them in here, and hopefully we can get this place rocking again.
In terms of your role, is it you be Todd for the starting position, or how you view that sort of gig at the moment?
I mean, I view it very much similar to, I guess, myself and Tirico. I mean, we both play that position, but through our guards, those positions are very interchangeable. So it's not like I'd be subbing in for Todd every game or Todd subbing in for me every game. So a lot of it comes down to who Trev thinks are the best five that play the best. That's, they're going to be on the floor whether you start it or you finish the game. So, I mean, a lot of those minutes will be shared with Todd, but there will be that rotation with Norto and Bryce as well. So, yeah, it's not like I'm gunning for his head to try and get a starting spot or anything. I mean, I've established my role in this team for a couple of years now, and I know what I need to do to get on that floor and play significant minutes.